people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Well, praise Yah, everybody. Thank you all for watching. We've been looking at this idea of not getting caught up in the drama of the world. The scriptures say we ought to be of the world, or in the world, but not of the world. And it's all the drama that's in today's world that the enemy's using to destroy people. We've been discussing this. And as we've been discussing this, we got to understand that many of the people of the so-called church today drag into Yah's assembly, Yah's congregation, the drama of the world. And those sparks spread the fire that was started. And the enemy knows how to start fires. But it's up to Yah's people to put those fires out or not let them spread. And we have the choice. But with everything going on today, there's a lot of people spreading a lot of drama. And when we think about this drama, we start off with, and we spoke about the rumors that people create, and all these different rumors that are out there, and how that plays out with people adding to the fire of Yah. We need to be careful with all the rumors that are spread out there. And people saying a lot of things and starting rumors and adding to those rumors, and so be it. But now we have to look at another issue that we have. And this is when somebody finally finds somebody who is guilty of something, how do they handle it? And the scriptures give us a clear indication on how to handle when somebody is found guilty of a crime or a sin or something. The problem today is people are following the world's wicked ways and they love the drama. So they're taking these accusations and not going to the person, but they're spreading them through rumors. But then there are people that will accuse other people of doing things that they haven't even done. This injustice. Now, the scriptures are all about justice. The scriptures are about Yah. And when you look at Yah and you look at Yahshua, justice is the word, or one of the words that can come to mind. And Yah is fair in his justice. He cannot condemn the innocent and he cannot set free the guilty. Somebody had to pay the crime. And when we see this and we understand this world today, all the false accusations that are made against people today, we have to stay calm and not reply evil with evil. Defend your case by speaking the truth and continue to walk with integrity and honorably. When you see people trying to come up against you and shake you and break you and destroy what Yahweh and the character Yahweh have built in you. There was and will always be false accusations and attacks on Yah's people. It's part of the spiritual warfare. It's part of the physical warfare. This is the world we live in today. Some people don't understand the seriousness of this and how much this goes against Yah's instructions and his word not to do such a thing. The Bible says in the Torah, in Exodus 20, verse 16, you must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not test. It doesn't say you must not testify, but it says you must not testify falsely. So if you're going to testify, let you understand the truth. There's one thing worse than spreading rumors, and that's spreading false rumors. Do not cooperate with evil by lying on the witness stand. And we see with Yahshua, the false accusations that were against him. And Yeshua said, if you love me, you will understand they will persecute you because of me. A lot of people that are going to be suffering from false accusations. Again, in Deuteronomy 5:20, it says, do not give dishonest testimony against your neighbor. And Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, says in Proverbs 3:30, do not contend with a man for no reason, when he has done you no harm. The scriptures talk about always and all this about being truth and loving your neighbor. We know Yeshua said they will persecute you because of me. But that's not a curse, that's a blessing. For it says in Matthew 5, 10 and 11, Yah blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Yah blesses those when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you, because we are his followers, or you are my followers. That's what the word of our Creator says. It warns us. It shows us. The enemy's not just going to not try to attack us, but we'll be ready. And we won't spread these things and these rumors and these false accusations about our brothers and sisters. This is why it's important to know his word. This is why it's important to read scripture. Remember, it's a blessing because Yah says this was going to happen. 1 Peter 4:14, if you are reviled for the name of Yeshua, you are blessed because the spirit and the glory of Yah rest on you. And there's many examples of scripture where something like this happens or doesn't happen. People will make false accusations against you. And this is the time to plead your case to Yah first, to not pay evil with evil. And understanding this. This is why you see the false accusations or even the true accusations and all the mudslinging that happens with political races and political things. And it's got to a point where anything political, you know, there's false accusations or false information being showed. For they show the speech or whatever of the candidate, and then the next day they have all the fact checkers and wrong, 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 or they stretch this out and this is a lie and this is what they did. If our own leaders, the ones that are voted to protect us and watch over us, are not telling the truth, are committing false accusations against one another, if we're supposed to be following them, we're in trouble. It says in Psalms 35, 19 to 20, do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason to maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peacefully, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. False accusations. For Psalm 70, verse 3 says, let them be horrified by their shame. For they said, ah, we got them now. And Luke 3:14 says, the soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said, do not extort money from anyone by threats of false accusations, and be content with your wages. We must understand Yah's courtroom. We must understand the way things work. We must understand and follow the example of Yeshua when they accused him falsely of these things. And we must believe when Yeshua said, this will happen to us. But I've set the example of how to and not reply to these things. Remember Isaiah 54, 17 says, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of Yah. Their vindication will come from me. Yah has spoken. So any of you out there that are accused of anything that you know you're not guilty of, take rest and assurance in Yah. Even if the world tries to bring you down. Proverbs 11:9 says, with his mouth, godless men would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge, the righteous are delivered. So on TV or the news or the media, we're seeing more and more now, thanks to DNA information, all these people that were in jail have been set free because the DNA has cleared them of their accused crime. And when you look at that, many of these people that have been sitting in a jail cell for 20, 30 years or even more, innocently, dealing with what they were dealing with, the horrific idea that you're going to jail for 10, 20, 30 years for something you definitely didn't do. And in every one of those cases that those people were convicted, there was some type of false testimonial to convict them at that time. The court listened to a false testimony. And now it's only the DNA evidence that's setting these people free and clearing them of the crime because it doesn't match them. The horrific idea to think that there are people out there that are still in jail for something they didn't do. What about those that have been persecuted and killed all over the world for something they didn't do? And when we think about this, and we think about the false accusations that are made, how can we not think about Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, who is falsely accused and murdered by the anger stirred up from the fire of those thoughts, sparks spreading of the rumors and the drama? And it's exactly what we're talking about here today, not to let that happen. Do not repay the evil with evil, as it says in the word. We need to understand how to take this and understand that Yahweh will clear us righteous on his timing. James 1 verses 2 to 3 say, consider it a pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the test of your faith produces perseverance. And James 1 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which Yah has promised to those who love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we understand the enemy wants to stir us up. The enemy wants us to come against one another. The enemy doesn't want us to listen to Yah and love our neighbor. The enemy wants us to hate our neighbor, to destroy our neighbor. We must not give in to the enemy. 1 Peter 3, 9 says, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, bless, for to this you are called, that you may obtain a blessing. And Proverbs 24, 29 says, do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done. No, be of an upright character. Leave the vengeance up to Yah and go out there and proclaim Yahshua and stay calm in the situation when people come up to you and they accuse you of these things. Don't spread to that fire. There's a righteous way to respond to this thing. And it doesn't look like the example of the world that freaks out and goes crazy. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants to take you out of that the presence of Yah. And when there's strife near, that's what's happening. The enemy is there. We must take the joy knowing that Yah put Yahshua through this, and we're going to go through it too. And the enemy doesn't like it. That's why he's going to keep trying to attack us. Stay calm in those situations. Yah is going to fight for you. Exodus 14 says Yah himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Don't spread rumors. Don't add to the fire. Stay calm and be patient. And understand the importance of the situation of what's going on there. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered displays folly. Proverbs 14, 29. For Yah has given us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Having a good conscience so that when you are slandered, and that's what it is slandering. And those who revile your good behavior in Yahshua may be put to shame. 1 Peter 3:16. And 1 Peter 2:19 says, for Yahweh is pleased with you when you do what you know is right and patiently endure unfair treatment. there's falsely being accused, there's the lies of the people. But remember always, as good defeats evil, truth defeats lies. Proverbs 12:19 says, truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Understand, Yah created us in every situation around us, and he sees everything. He knows what's going on. We need to trust in him and trust in his ways. You cannot go wrong with telling the truth, no matter how it seems in this world, any advice you get backwards from this world. Zechariah 8:16 says, but this is what you must do. Tell the truth to each other. Render verdicts in your courts that are just and that lead to peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine if at Yeshua's trial there was one that came up and said, here's the real truth. This is a big act. This is not real. I've been paid to be here to give false accusations against this man. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. People love this drama and it hasn't changed today. We need to tell the truth. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, having put away all falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. We are members of one another. What will you do when they come against you? What will you do when they persecute you? What will you do when they throw you in a jail? What will you do when they try to take your life? And they're trying to do it and falsely acclaim you and frame you and make you look like you're the one that's guilty. Like they're justifying for what they're doing because of the evil that was committed against them. Understand that people with these false accusations usually don't just have an accusation. They have some story behind it. They have some fuel for their fire, so to say. And the way you react to that, and the way we react to all accusations, is what will determine how quickly and how big that fire will spread. How we respond to these situations. Take it to the scriptures. If you're the one that's being attacked with the false accusations, or if you're the one that's being told false accusations against someone else, take it to the word and see what the word says about that. And what the word says how we are to handle that. And what the word says what we're supposed to do with that. Remember to always seek our Creator's help. Always seek his help. Psalms 55:22 says, give your burdens to Yah and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. He's the one that guides your steps. Don't take control of this yourself. My help comes from Yah, who made the heaven and the earth, Psalms 121:2. Let Yah be your judge. Let him be the one that's going to put the words in your mouth of what to say in that situation. So we try to do it on our own without Yah. We're spreading the fire. We're adding to it. Let Yah vindicate you. Let Yah vindicate you. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is desire to the world today to inflict injury, harm, or suffering on someone else. We must not let that happen. This crazy world we live in today. The scriptures talk about how people are going to come against people and destroy. And the false accusations is a common way that this is done. So how many of you are ready to stand up? And when you're going out there today and people are trying to accuse you falsely, remember what the scriptures say. James 1:19-20 says, my Christian brothers, you know everyone should listen much and speak little. He should be slow to become angry. A man's anger does not allow him to be right with Yah. Remember, when tempers are flaring, when the voice is being raised, when curses and foul language is being used, you're getting away from the presence of Yah and into something that you don't want to be around. That's something that you shouldn't be with. You must love Yah with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. And you must love your neighbor. These are the two greatest things the scriptures say. Not defending or supporting the false accusations or any accusations against your neighbor. Speak to your neighbor. Speak to Yah. You don't need the drama of this world and everything else out there to continue to spread these rumors. Give your brother the benefit of the doubt. Give your sister the benefit of the doubt. Especially when somebody from the world is trying to come up against them. May Yah be the judge. May Yah be the one to condemn. May Yah be the one to deal with this. Do not, is what the scriptures say, do not repay evil for evil. Wait for Yah and he will deliver you. He is the one that will deliver you. That's not a suggestion, that's a promise. Most people are impatient. You know, when I see something online and, you know, first people's reaction is to like, I gotta reply to this. If somebody has a false accusation against somebody, I need to reply immediately. You need to take it to Yah first. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And calm down. And calm down. Because those little false accusations can lead to a lot worse if you let it get out of hand. Remember, those are the sparks. So the enemy is going to start that fire through somebody with a false accusation. But what you do when it comes up to you determines if that continues or it's done right there. That's what you need to understand. You know, we need to protect ourselves, protect our heart, and get a good understanding of Yah's word. No matter how evil, wicked people want to come against us. So, you know, there's a lot of wickedness going on out there. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not say what I say? Luke 6:45-46. Yeshua was murdered because of false accusations. If you don't think this topic is important, listen to what I just said. Yeshua, our Messiah, our King, was literally murdered because of false accusations against him. False accusations. We must learn how to deal with this. We must learn how to deal with this and not the heart that Yahweh wants us to have in these situations. Psalms 28:2-5 says, "Hear my cry for mercy as I call for you to help. As I lift up my hands toward your most holy place, do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of Yah and what his hands have done. He will tear them down and never build them up again." Psalms 28:2-5. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to get this and understand this? So when you get in your car and you're going to your work today, or if you're at your job now, or if whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, whether it's a child, whatever the case is, the scriptures say, no weapon against us will prosper. No weapon against us will prosper. Well, one of the biggest weapons out there today is the weapon of the tongue, the mouth, and the false accusations, trying to sway people against somebody. The words and the communication that are used out there, not only to convince or make other people be deceived, to think somebody's guilty when they're not, but even you can be so bombarded with these sparks and the fire growing and all the people coming against you that you yourself might say, well, maybe I am guilty. I don't remember doing that, but maybe I am, because All these people are accusing me of something that I don't even remember. And you start questioning yourself. That's not the way to handle it. We need to take it to Yah. Father Yah, if there's anything anyone here watching, including myself, is being accused of falsely, help our hearts to remain calm and patient and to take it to you and rely on you, Father Yah, and not the people of this world. Because you know what? If you are guilty, there's still repentance and a way to handle this thing with accusations. But oh, the joy when somebody makes accusations against you and you're innocent. You could say, I know the truth, and the truth will come out. Yah will reveal the truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Help me to ignore this fire and spread the fire, and help me to be at peace and shalom. That's what it says. Be still and know that I am Yah, is what his word says. It's our quick reaction to run up around and jump all around. And how are you going to defend yourself when the false accusations come against you? How are you going to defend yourself when the penalty of these false accusations is murder, death, sitting in jail for 20 or 30 years? Let's go and take an example from scripture before we close. Let's look at Joseph, falsely accused, thrown into a dungeon, waiting on Yah. And then Yah was there with him and brought him from the dungeon to the castle, from the prisoner to the king. It was through Yah that he was set free. The false accusation he was put in there, Yah used him greatly and set him up for a wonderful big thing. Who knows what the future holds, but Yah, trust in him. Take that example of Joseph and be strong. Be strong and be encouraged. Be encouraged. It's a wicked world we live in, but you shall prevail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day and for your holy word to set us free. Thank you, Father, for this day ahead of us. Keep us safe, keep us calm, and keep us patient. As this wicked world tries to spread fires, help us to be your firemen and put them out. And firewomen and destroy these flames. And to not spread these sparks any longer. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. May Yah be with you this day and always. Hallelujah and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-828. 3168.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.